Today from the Ohio Newsroom, ticks in the Buckeye State.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
I'm Erin Gottsacker. As the weather warms up, people spend more time outside, and that means more chances to encounter ticks. In its first year of operation, Ohio State University's Buckeye Tick Test found that about 1 in 5 adult black-legged ticks in the state carry the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's Ali Vugrincic takes a look at ticks in the state and the risks they pose.
Lab analyst Diana Wendelin gently adjusts a slide under a microscope. An enlarged image of a tick comes into focus on her computer screen.
So the first thing I'm looking at is called the scutum. This will tell me whether I'm looking at a male tick or a female tick.
So after Wendelin identifies the type of tick and its life stage, it goes into a tube and heads just down the hall at OSU's Goss Laboratory in Columbus for DNA extraction and pathogen testing. The state's tick population is growing as certain tick species expand into new areas and existing tick communities continue to thrive. In its first year, OSU's Buckeye Tick Test processed nearly 6,000 ticks submitted from 86 of Ohio's 88 counties. For a fee of $50, the team tests each type of tick to see if the little blood-sucking arachnids carry bacteria, viruses, or blood-borne parasites that can cause diseases in humans.
And so that information can be really helpful to kind of understand people's general risk, especially if that risk is mostly in their backyards.
That's OSU professor Risa Pesapane, who runs the tick testing lab. She says more than 40% of ticks submitted in the last year came from people's own yards, with another 12% found while walking in neighborhoods.
This is places we're encountering ticks that are often when our guard is down, just doing normal routine activities at home, like checking the tomatoes or taking out the trash.
Buckeye Tick Test also sends its data to the Ohio Department of Health to help develop tick distribution maps. The state tracks which pathogens are present, where they are, and in what proportions. Pesapane says tick populations in the state decreased with deforestation in the early 1900s. Now forests are coming back.
So essentially what we've created is a habitat that's good for ticks and good for the species that support them.
While more than 14 species of ticks can be found in Ohio, most only bite wildlife. The state has just 5 medically important ticks that bite people. One of those is the black-legged tick, also known as the deer tick, which can carry Lyme disease. The disease may cause a rash, flu-like symptoms, and lasting pain and swelling. The Ohio Department of Health says that Lyme disease has skyrocketed in the past decade and a half, from 40 cases in 2010 to more than 2,800 cases last year. Still, the possibility of being bitten by a tick doesn't stop Central Ohioans like Jim Foss of Dublin and Chandra Tweedle of Columbus from getting outside.
I don't worry about them as much as I probably should, but I hear about them all the time. I had a friend of mine that had Lyme disease several years ago, which wasn't fun for him.
I try not to think about them, but they are kind of yucky. I don't like having to pull them off, but we can do it if we have to.
Foss and Tweedle were both hiking at High Banks Metro Park in Delaware County. If you are bitten, the best way to remove a tick is by pulling it straight out with fine-tip tweezers. Pesapane says old tricks like using nail polish, Vaseline, or matches only delay tick removal and increase the risk of disease transmission.
And the idea behind these is that the tick will release its mouth parts. And that's not true. Ticks can't release their mouth parts.
And while it's true that ticks are most active in the warmer months, some are out year-round. Wearing long pants and long sleeves or clothes treated with tick repellent can help keep the bugs from biting.
That was WOSU's Ali Vugrincic. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.